Hi, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. My name is Tino, I'm from Belgium, and today I'll be presenting you chocolate amazake brownies. This is made with the following ingredients. Over here, I have 1.5 cups of whole wheat pastry flour. It's like for Europe, 80% flour. There is 1.5 teaspoon of baking powder. This is 1/2 cup of grain coffee and 1/2 cup of cocoa powder. So you see, this recipe is like a more healthy version. It's like it has chocolate inside, but also has the grain coffee, roasted grains, which balances it out. It's not too intense on chocolate, but still very flavorful. That's for the dry ingredients. Next, the liquid ingredients, we have 1/4 cup of oil. I use deodorized sunflower oil, which is a neutral flavor, so it's ideal for baking. This is 1/2 cup of rice syrup, a very healthy sweetener made from rice, obviously. And then there is a little bit of apple cider vinegar. This is 1.5 teaspoon. The amazake, which is also made from rice, this one, it's also a fermented product. It's actually sort of like a pudding, a custard. You can eat it like that, but it's also wonderful to sweeten your desserts with. For instance, you can make a pudding with some vanilla soy pudding, with some amazake and a little bit of nut paste, like almond paste or something like that, and you have a delicious dessert. This good quality of both the rice syrup and the amazake is that they slowly raise your blood sugar levels, and they will stay like that. So it's not like the quick up and down from refined sugar. So it's much better for your blood stability and for your health, overall health. Next, when everything is mixed together, I'll add in 1/2 cup of raisins. And here's some lightly roasted walnuts. That's also 1/2 cup. I'll chop them up roughly and also add them to the batter. And of course, I also use a little bit of sea salt, always to enhance the sweet and natural flavors in the food. That will go together with the wet ingredients. So that's for all the ingredients. Now it's time to prepare the dish and mix all the ingredients for the chocolate amazake brownies. So this is a baking dish. It's about 15 by 20 centimeters. I'll add a little drop of oil in here. Such, and spread it out evenly, just so that afterwards the brownies come out the dish very easily. And I'll place a pre-cut sheet of baking paper, parchment paper, in here, so even more easy the brownies will come out. Okay, this curls up a bit, but when I pour it in, that won't be a problem. Okay. So first I'll start with the dry ingredients in here, and I'll sift everything so everything gets aerated perfectly, and also it'll be mixed properly. So this is the flour. I'll add the baking powder. This is the 1/2 cup of grain coffee. Already shake a little bit. And here's the 1/2 cup of cocoa powder. So everything goes in there. And the last little lumps go in like that. This just got mixed like this. So, I'll take in a glass bowl for the wet ingredients. First, I'll take the oil. This was 1/4 cup of neutral oil. 1/2 cup of rice syrup. A wonderful sweetener, very neutral in taste, very smooth and soft. So in goes the vinegar and 1/4 teaspoon of salt, like so, and then the whole jar of amazake. This is about 380 grams. It's about 1 1/4 cups of amazake. This recipe is actually perfectly tailored for this kind of jars. They also sell the big jars, and then I make a double recipe. There we go. And this also mixes very well. It takes a little while because the oil will be floating on top at first, but after a while of mixing like this, everything will be incorporated and mixed together. The oven needs to be set on 350 degrees Fahrenheit or about 175-180 degrees Celsius. Depends on which kind of oven you have. If you have a gas oven, can be 180 degrees, 350 Fahrenheit. And if you have a hot air oven, which with the circulating air, you can actually put the temperature a little bit lower, because of the circulating air, everything will be hotter all around. So it's wise to just put it at 170 degrees or 330 Fahrenheit. Also, because this brownie doesn't need a lot of raising, it stays quite moist inside, and the temperature doesn't have to be very high to bake it thoroughly. So I'll just add now the liquid ingredients to the dry. Mix this well. And as always with baking, just mix it until it's mixed. Don't overmix it, otherwise you'll develop too much gluten, and then it's more like bread instead of cake. I'll help a little bit with the rubber spatula here. Because usually when you mix it like this, at the bottom there always be a little bit of flour left, so when you scrape the bottom with a rubber spatula like this, you'll be sure to mix all the flour in there. Okay, and I only need to now to add the raisins, they go in there, and the walnuts, which I will chop coarsely. Just rough pieces is good like that. I toasted these in the oven for about 5 minutes on 150 degrees Celsius, 300 degrees Fahrenheit. It's nicer to toast them a little bit beforehand because most of the walnuts will be inside the cake, so they won't really toast when you bake them, so they will still be nice and crunchy when you get the brownies out of the oven. Okay, this is mixed. I can pour it in the dish now. Just try to make sure it sticks like that. This mixture is pretty dense. If you feel if it's too thick, you can always add a little bit of soy milk or even just water to make it a little bit more liquid. But if it's workable like this, then it's okay. And then just spread it out to the sides a little bit. I think you can even use a little smaller dish than this, but just make sure that the thickness of the brownies is not more than about 1.5 inch or 4 centimeters. Like this, it's ready to go in the oven now. I'll be right back after these few messages, and then the cake will be done. Welcome back to the show, to Vegetarian, the Noble Way of Living. I'm making chocolate amazake brownies, and I got it out of the oven now. It actually baked for about 27-28 minutes because I used the hot air oven and that went pretty quickly. And I also want to have the brownies still moist and sticky inside, so it's good to get it out a little bit earlier because after it cools down, It'll just bake on through a little bit more. So this has been standing here cooling down for about 10 minutes. So I'll just get it out now. What I'll do is just with a knife, make sure it's loose here. And then I'll use a plate to do it like this. This comes loose. I can peel the parchment paper off like that. You can see it's still quite hot, so this goes here again, and this can cool for maybe half an hour or more, because it's nice when it's cooled down. It's also healthier with baked goods when you eat them when they're cooled off. Thanks for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, and I'll see you happily next time. God bless.